And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, April the 7th, 2012. It's the birthday of William Wordsworth, born in Cockermouth, England, 1770. For 200 years, people have gone over to England's Lake District to walk around and see Wordsworth's daffodils and all the other things he wrote about in his poems. He and his friend Samuel Taylor Coleridge collaborated on a collection, came out in 1798, Lyrical Ballads, it was called. It opened with Coleridge's The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, and it closed with Wordsworth's Tintern Abbey, an important book in the Romantic movement in English poetry. The two did not agree. Wordsworth believed that poetry takes its origin from emotion recollected in tranquility. Coleridge was not interested in tranquility. He said that poetry reveals itself in the reconciliation of opposite or discordant qualities. And Wordsworth got tired of Coleridge's mysticism and his addictions and his volatile behavior. Wordsworth wanted a more stable life, and in 1802, he married a childhood friend, Mary Hutchinson, settled down to raising five children. He took a government job, and he became a Tory. The poet J.K. Stephen summed up the feelings of a lot of people about Wordsworth when he wrote, "Wordsworth, at certain times forth from the heart of thy melodious rhymes, the form and pressure of high thoughts will burst. At other times, good Lord, I'd rather be quite unacquainted with the ABC than write such hopeless rubbish as thy worst." The first city-to-city television broadcast took place on this date, 1927. Secretary of Commerce Herbert Hoover was in a studio in Washington. There was an audience in an auditorium in New York City. The broadcast began with a close-up of Hoover's forehead because he was sitting too close to the camera. But he backed up and gave a speech in which he said, "There has been created a marvelous agency for whatever use the future may find, with the full realization that every great and fundamental discovery of the past has been followed by use far beyond the vision of its creator." And he was then followed by a comedian performing jokes in blackface. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Donald Barthelme, born Philadelphia in 1931, raised in Houston, Texas. Donald Barthelme, who said, "The aim of literature is the creation of a strange object covered with fur, which breaks your heart." And it's the birthday of Billie Holiday, born in Baltimore in 1915. Billie Holiday, who said, "Singing songs like The Man I Love or Porgy is no more work than sitting down and eating Chinese roast duck, and I love roast duck." Here's a poem for today by Leo Dangle, entitled Men and Boys. My boy has reached that age when he wants to do the driving. Near noon, as we go home with a load of bales, he drives the tractor, and I stand on the drawbar behind him. At a corner on the gravel road, we meet a neighbor, a passenger like me, his boy, behind the wheel, and we stop to talk. While the tractor's idle and we discuss the moisture level in alfalfa bales, I notice the boys are taking turns making little pulls on the throttles, revving the motors. That power in their hands, they can't get over it, passing sly smiles between each other. My neighbor takes a sideways look at what the boys are doing, but we keep talking about hay, pretending not to notice, so we don't have to tell them to knock it off. Men and Boys, a poem by Leo Dangle from The Crow on the Golden Arches, published by Spoon River Poetry Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.